The city of Nashville is considering a significant change to its local elections. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports on a proposal intended to end costly and time-consuming runoffs by rethinking how voters cast ballots.
When multiple candidates have split a vote in Nashville and no one got 50%, then the top two have gone to a runoff. That's happened a lot lately. The difference with the new idea would be that instead of voters picking only their top candidate, they would be asked to rank as many as they like in order. There are a few ways to tally these votes, but it will lead to a clear winner on election night, says Councilman Dave Rosenberg.
We don't have the money to spend on countywide runoff after countywide runoff.
Runoffs cost between $40,000 for a council district to $500,000 for a countywide seat like vice mayor. Eliminating those could also reduce voter fatigue and the stress on poll workers, says elections administrator Jeff Roberts.
They're all about doing a good job. Would their preference have been not to have a runoff? Sure.
If the method is adopted, the Elections Commission will need to spend time explaining how it all works, but the city's newly purchased voting machines are equipped to handle ranked choice voting. For WPLN News, I'm Tony Gonzalez.